Berkeley-based guitarist and songwriter John Givens brings a sensibility for visual art into his songwriting. He used to be a filmmaker and art director. Together with his band No Lovely Thing, he also explores social issues and emotional themes. He shared the stories behind some of their songs in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
I've always been a guitar player since the age of about 13. Took lessons for a few weeks and decided that was not for me. So I'm pretty much self-taught, although that seems like such a funny thing to say because, I mean, it's really about learning from other people. You learn something every time you play with anybody. I feel like, especially a new person, you're always like, wow, that's how you do it. That's how you come at it. That's how you think about this. I was 13 and played pretty avidly all the way up through high school, through college, moved to Atlanta with some of those same people to become a rock star. Played in a band there called Lull Water for about 2 years. Then almost stopped playing entirely. I was living in Atlanta and was really my taste had outgrown my abilities almost. I was not excited about what I was doing. And so I was just really tired of that. I was living in Atlanta. It was the land of classic rock. All you heard was the same 15 songs over and over again, which is still the case. And I was just tired of it. So I put down playing music for about 10 years. I played for about 10 years, took about 10 years off. And then slowly started getting back into it when my son was born about 8 years ago. You just have this little infant and you're trying to get it to go back to sleep so often. And I'm sitting there singing Eric Clapton Cocaine at 4 a.m. I don't lie, you don't lie, go to sleep. It's like, I need some material here. I need something. And you're doing that over and over again so many times a day. Little ideas just started sticking with me and started developing them. And then I just picked up the guitar and started working on them. This is a recording of a song I wrote called Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, Your Majesty, conviction is your crime.
This is an old song that I've wrote about 5 years ago that we're kind of reinterpreting now through the lens of the band in its current state. We reworked a lot of the arrangements to incorporate our new elements, especially the singing. Choruses became much bolder and stronger with the layers of harmony. It's just a really fun song to break down and play live. I think I'm more drawn to the live aspects. I really enjoy performing and enjoy interpreting the song in that moment. I think a lot of groups or performers record a song and that is the pinnacle of the way that song is supposed to be played. And when you get into a live setting, you play the song and your goal is to match it back to that pinnacle. We try to be more open with that and try to let moods come in, let things influence us. We like to have some sort of playgrounds, we call them, within every song where we know it's a linear progression. A will lead to B will lead to C, but the length of B might be 2 minutes, it might be 30 seconds, might be, longer or shorter, and just letting the song be what it is each time we perform it.
Thank you.
is a song that I wrote originally as a very kind of brooding and sad song, which you can hear kind of in the introduction. And Melissa and I, this is one of the first songs that we really wrote together. She had some words that she had written already, and we just kind of sat down and both modified our ideas maybe 25% and met in the middle. But my change was really changing the feel and making this change from a kind of brooding, sadder, slower song to a more upbeat, almost reggae feeling. It's really just, I just like to give a shout out to the whole, to the Bay Area musical community. I feel really blessed to be meeting all these people, and especially now I lived in the city for 17 years and now I live in Berkeley, and I can't seem to leave my house without running into a musician. That we come to each other's shows, we help each other promote. It's, there's a weekly meeting at a recording studio in Berkeley every Friday to just sort of be there for each other and support each other. I just feel very lucky to be a part of that and to thank all of the people that I'm getting to play with.